The question now sometimes arises, was Hezekiah right in asking God to extend his life? And he says here in verse 20, the Lord was ready to save me, therefore we'll sing my songs to the stringed instruments all the days of our life in the house of the Lord. Now, actually, we're told in 2 Chronicles 32:25 that at this time there was a great welling up of praise in his heart to God, and he had this song sung. But apparently, after this, why, he became rather proud and arrogant, and we're told in 2 Chronicles 32:25, which, by the way, gives you God's viewpoint, it says, "But Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him, for his heart was lifted up. Therefore there was wrath upon him and upon Judah and Jerusalem." Now, here is an evidence of the fact that maybe he should not have asked for an extension. It led to pride in this man's life, and he was raised up, you see. Well, it ought to humble you. When I went to the Lord on this matter, I remembered this story. And I went to the Lord and I said, "Lord, if you let me live, I'll promise to do your will, and I'll keep just getting out your word. I won't retire in the sense of stop giving out the word." And very frankly, that's the reason I overextended myself in conferences and everything. I wasn't going to let the Lord down. And then I think he's made it pretty clear to me, don't kill yourself now after I've extended your life by overdoing it. And so I'm trying to be reasonable today, at least I think I am. Wife's not quite sure I'm being reasonable yet. But the interesting thing is here, there is a grave danger of you getting away from God after a wonderful experience like this. Some people say, well, it ought to draw you closer. No, there's a danger of you withdrawing from the Lord. Hezekiah did. Was he right in asking God to extend his life? Should he not have died when the time came? And then we have another reason for it. Manasseh, his son, was 12 years old when he began to reign, and his life was extended 15 years. So Manasseh was born after this sickness. Now, what about Manasseh? Well, Manasseh just happens to be the worst king that either kingdom ever had. I consider Manasseh worse than Ahab and Jezebel put together. And I think it's during his reign that the Shekinah glory departed. Because if it didn't depart during his reign, I can't think of any reason it would depart afterward. He is one that is very much like Antichrist, the man of sin that's yet to come. Now, he was the son of Hezekiah born after this. And then, in this next chapter, we'll see another reason, and that is this man Hezekiah, after he was raised up, played the fool. And we'll see that in just a moment. Now, did God do this miraculously by just saying hocus pocus and have Isaiah, you know, pray over him and then old Hezekiah fell backwards, or that he put his hand on him pretty hard? No, he didn't do that. Notice what Isaiah said to do, verse 21. "For Isaiah had said, let them take a lump of figs and lay it for a plaster upon the boil, he shall recover." In other words, there are two things that James said. James says, call the elders to come and anoint him with oil. And that anointing there is not religious, not ceremonial. That is oil for healing, by the way. That's medicinal. And then it says, pray for him. So that what God said through Isaiah and what he said through James is the same. He says, the thing that you do when you get sick is pray and call for the doctor. That's the thing you're to do. Be sensible.